You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Let's start in Pennsylvania. The story that is really entertaining me and Jeremy completely.
We're going to lead with this. Oh, good.
Yeah, let's get it going.
Let's get this on. Let's get it going on.
Let's get
on.
This party started.
You want to put on your love music? Do we have any Barry White
in
there?
No, you
have
to.
No, what I put on is my candlelight
Come on.
Music.
You have the Mr. Ed theme?
No, I'm going to put this on.
Pigs, actually.
There you go.
Guy's name is Travis Wagner. He lives in Pennsylvania. He was busted for sneaking into a man's barn in the middle of the night.
Uh-oh.
It wasn't even his own barn?
No, it wasn't his barn. It was some other guy's barn. It was. He snuck into some other guy's barn in the middle of the night and, as according to the story here, got it on with the man's miniature horse.
There it is.
The guy came out, spotted him, called the cops. They started talking to young Travis.
Come on.
He admitted this was not even the first time he had done this.
He's back for seconds.
Those miniature horses are so delicious.
They're adorable, though.
Third time to come back to that barn. He has been charged with felony burglary and intercourse with an animal.
Oh, my goodness.
The last line of the story says there is no word on how the horse is doing.
They're having a cigarette, probably.
Horse is disgusted, saying, is that all you got?
Nay means nay, Dom. Nay means nay. The reason I find this so funny is because one of Nicole's relatives out in Iowa is a cop, and this is a big deal out there.
Oh, they call
all the
time? They're
always busting people, having relations with the animals.
Ugh, these
and they know when they
animals.
Do it because their clothes are like covered with
hair.
And they're like, what were you doing tonight? Nothing. Just hanging at home. Really? You're covered in horse hair.
Mm-hmm.
Pull my mane. Pull my mane.
It's so not okay.
Honestly, though, if you think about
animals.
It, it's probably,
I'm not gonna think about
it's
it.
It's probably fine for them because it's a lot smaller than what they would get in real life.
Jeremy, like, they said miniature horse.
Jeremy, this
it's
is still
smaller than what they're getting.
Jeremy,
have you seen a horse?
Jeremy, I am going to try to save you from getting in big trouble. This is still rape.
Of course it is. But really, if you think of it, in the grand scheme of things, it's probably not that bad for the horse.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you.
I'm going to do a Google image search on horse
erections. No, do not, Emily.
Do it at work.
No. They put a mugshot.
Like
they put
it's
a
like
mugshot
of
this guy online too. How do you like to be that guy now? He's 21 years old. Can you imagine?
He will never
be able to live.
His buddies are making fun of him.
He will never be able to live within 500 miles of that town ever again.
Does he have to like register on a list now? You think?
I was wondering the same thing.
Like a sex offender list. You
I
know
would
what I
think
mean?
So.
I would move.
He's gonna need some therapy.
One clop if it feels good. Two clops.
Jeremy. I am now.
I hope you come back as a miniature horse in Pennsylvania in your next life.
Might be getting more action than I am now.
Gee, I wonder why.
Poor horse.
Moving on to the next story.
Immediately, if not sooner, Dom.
Let's go.
Guaranteed to anger many of the women who listen to this show.
Super.
Back now to this one, Emily.
After the horse thing, let's go ahead and just shove all the listeners away.
Well, no, it's just that I know from working this show for a long time that there are some women who get angry if you ever insinuate that there's anything that's more painful than childbirth. They're like, you just don't know. You're a man, so you don't know. I've heard that a lot. You don't know, Dom. You can't talk about it because you don't know. I'm like, well, I know. I don't know. I remember 20 years ago or whatever on this show, I did a thing where I wore an empathy suit for a day because my news director, Nancy, at the time when we did news on the show, she was like, well, you don't know what it's like to be pregnant. And I said, well, how would I ever know? That's not fair. She goes, well, there's this thing called the empathy suit. So you put it on, you strap it on, and guys are supposed to wear it so they can be empathetic with their wives who are pregnant. And it simulates as much as possible because they put it on really tight so it presses up against your bladder and it's like 40 pounds or something like that. that you carry around strapped around your middle. And I wore it an entire
but
day.
But that's totally different than, I mean, if you pushed a softball through your
pee hole.
Does it rip up the prettiest parts of you? Or
you
were
just sweaty
or acne
and uncomfortable.
Or weird hair?
I know, but that's the best I could do. Give me at least a little bit of credit. If they'd come up with some way for me to experience actual childbirth.
I witnessed two of these bad boys.
I did
situations.
Go and eat at Casa Bonita that night.
Well, then the next day was painful.
Right, the next
for
day
you.
Was as close as
so
I could get.
You had a nacho baby?
Nicole had one V birth and the other was a C-section. The V birth, honestly, it didn't look that bad. And even afterwards, she's like, you know, that wasn't that bad. So, but it wasn't a natural, no epidural,
right.
You know, that's which I hear.
Oh, right.
But I also hear the natural childbirth, which is what my mom did. She was pulling up the side of the mattress and biting the nurse during my birth.
Really?
She bit the nurse. So that sounds painful.
Your mother bit a nurse?
Bit the nurse, yeah.
I feel like natural childbirth, the best thing that we can, like men could compare it to is probably what? Just like stubbing your toe or like getting a cold or something, probably.
Whoa. No, equal. Not that's at all. Pain. No, there's not.
You big babies.
A lot of blood and a, you know.
Yeah, so similar.
With a cold.
So the pain you think
similar,
is similar,
yeah.
So the story says there are 7 things that are more painful than childbirth. And to cover their bases in doing the stories, they only asked women, I believe. So they asked women what has been more painful than childbirth.
What's the pain scale thing, you know? Like
oh, yeah, there's a name for that yeah. one.
What is
the,
that? Because they're like the tornadoes, it's like the Fajita
yeah.
scale.
This
thank
is
you, the
ouch
movie
scale.
Twister. You know, what's like the pain scale? Or then like for peppers, like what's the, you know
the
what Fajita, I mean?
The right. Fajili or whatever it's called.
That's tornadoes.
I believe.
The Calvin. Was it a Calvin scale?
I just did a Google search and it's actually called the pain scale. Okay.
Oh, there you go.
The 7 things that are more painful than childbirth, and I'll go in reverse order. Third degree burns. They say it's not just the burn itself. It's all the treatment that has to go on afterwards.
Mm. Yes.
Most people say that is, you
I
can't even imagine.
I just listened to a podcast about that. A guy that got burned and they had to cut his arm open to let the inside
I heard
cool
that.
Down.
I heard that.
It was
oh
so
God.
Hot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that sounds bad.
Yeah.
And
I heard the part that you described to me about
with the catheter.
The catheter.
Wait, so these are more painful than childbirth.
These, yes. according to women,
okay.
are more painful than childbirth. That catheter thing, I just want to throw something in. I am of a certain age, and I have never had that. I've even had 2 surgeries in my life, and I've never had that. And I'm thinking, that is the last thing on the planet I ever want to experience.
Uh-huh. Right.
I might choose just to unplug me. And let me go.
No.
Rather
right.
than, I don't want that.
Shove something up there.
I remember watching the TV show House. Everybody remember House?
Yeah. Yeah.
And Dr. House at one point gives himself at home.
Oh, I remember that. It did not go well.
Yes, he's sitting in the bathroom and he
like on purpose was this like
he
a
had
fetish?
To? Yeah, cause, no, because he was in agony.
Oh, okay.
He couldn't come out. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just like that's
you
all
know,
you could
but
do.
Yay, miniature horse, you may like it, right, Jeremy?
You never right. know.
Number 6 on the list is something called trigeminal neuralgia. It is a rare, very rare thing, but it's a nerve in the side of your head that gets inflamed, causes a stabbing pain. And according to the story, it is so painful, it makes some people consider suicide because they just they can't deal with it.
Dang, like never heard of that.
You don't want that. Number 5 is gout. That's the whole joint thing.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4, really bad migraine. And the people that I know who suffer from migraines say it, you can't even imagine.
You can lose your vision. Yeah.
Number 3, broken ribs. I've had broken ribs,
me
and
too.
I know what they're talking about.
And then, yeah, during allergy season. Yeah.
They said it's not the pain just at the time, but it's all the long healing if you sneeze, if you cough.
Yep.
Number 2, well, this will piss some women off, a really bad toothache.
What?
Yeah.
Some women said giving birth was bad, but a toothache sometimes is even worse because there's nothing
especially
you can do
like
about
the front ones.
And then number 1 on the list is a kidney stone.
I've heard those are bad, too. I haven't had one of those.
Well, you do have to pass it. I feel, that would, you know, it is like giving birth to a little bitty baby.
Guys, speaking of news people on the show, then we had Chuck, who did news on the show many years ago, and he had a kidney stone. He said it was the only time as an adult that he cried. He says, and he cried and cried because the pain was so bad, he could not stop crying.
But did he bite someone? That's what I want to know.
Arr.
Like Jeremy's mom.
I think that nurse liked it.
Anyway, those are the odds and ends for today. So we can act like this whole segment never happened if you guys want.
Do not make direct eye contact with the segment.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.